Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. I am coming to you today from beautiful Plaza in Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Well, Kansas City, Kansas is my hometown. And I'm happy to say the sun's out for the first time since I've been here. We've had rain. We've had snow. It's like my mom used to say, you want different weather, just wait 5 minutes in the Midwest. It'll change. Boy, it's been cold. So I've been doing a movie here, and I had a great time. Beautiful people, worked with some beautiful people, got to see my family, got to see some really, really good friends, Sue and Sandy, last night. And I'm just, really blessed to be able to do what I love and work in all that other stuff too. So today, I want to use a personal example of me again. Oh, look at the surprise on your face, right? Because I think it explains to you kind of how the process works. So, you know, whenever people interview me and ask me, is there any part that you've wanted to do over the years that you haven't had a chance to do, I always say a nun. I've always wanted to play this kind of nun who's tormented and looking introspectively at her faith and all this stuff. And part of the other thing on my list is I am paying my house off, and I am working with great people and making really good money, whether it's in the acting or the healing world. And so along comes this opportunity to test for this pilot episode for a series that's going to shoot somewhere in Europe. A beautiful place in Europe for 4 months. And everything in me went, oh, I don't want to be away from my home for 4 months. And Gabrielle laughed. She said, well, Mom, if I got a part in it, then you'd want to go. I went, but yeah, that's kind of true. If she was there, it would be a lot easier for me to be there. But, and so what I want you to hear from this is there's a part of the picture that I didn't realize was important to me until I had to be challenged with leaving home. So you can react to that in two ways. Then you can go, oh, well, my God, you know, what's wrong with my creation process? And, you know, if it had just been in LA, or you can go, ah, great, I got a little more clarity here about what I need to complete in the picture of what I'm asking for. And then you have to know it's possible. So I'm claiming right now in front of all of you that I am creating great opportunities where I can stay home or leave for a small amount of time, where I make great money. I work with wonderful, talented people who are in integrity, where I am respected and honored for my work and challenged in the roles that I play or the speaking events that I participate in. And just make great money doing all of that. And I'm happy and can be with my dog and my guy and my home and my kid, you know, on a pretty regular basis. Because that's what makes me happy. And I forgot to put that little part in there because I had never been challenged before with leaving for 4 months to do a part that I had been asking the universe to bring in. So now I'm clear, but I'm hearing, now that I'm on with you, that there's one more thing that I'm forgetting to put in there. Oh, well, interesting. Okay. That whatever opportunities come to me, they help increase and encourage and support fabulous, beautiful health and wellness in me. And so it is. So I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am the divine love that is creating this now. And I am calling in all energy to partner with me in the creation of this claim. And so it is. Okay, so I hope that gave you a little clarity. And I hope that also encouraged you to sit down and get really clear about what you want, that you're worth asking for exactly what you want and receiving exactly what you want. And so it is, baby cakes. I can go to the calls. Yes, I've got some cool announcements next week, so make sure you join me. I'm really excited about it. We're going to Catherine in Michigan. Hi, honey, you're on.
Well, hi, how are you?
I'm pretty fabulous. How are you?
Well, you're spilling over onto me, so thank you.
Oh, thanks. Yep, we're all connected. What's up?
For sure. Well, I have a lot going on, and so I think maybe it might be good if the channel has anything that I need to be paying attention to that crops up, because I seem to be kind of spread over a lot of different things right now.
Well, you are. The first thing they're giving me is you have a belief system, which most of us do because we've been taught it all our lives, that, that we actually can be overwhelmed by too much. And the level of overwhelm that happens to us is directly in proportion to our perspective around handling everything easily in the moment or making it more of a dramatic deal.
Right.
So we can feel bigger and better about ourselves because we're, oh my God, actually handling it all. That's the first thing. You need to spruce up your perspective and go, all right, well, I'm in this moment right now. What do I need to accomplish in this moment? The second thing that's coming in is self-love. That some of these responsibilities you're taking on, you don't want to take on. And you're kind of resentful about taking them on. And that is not part of the definition of self-love, my darling. Is that true?
They're bigger than a bread. One in particular is bigger than a bread box.
Well, yeah, but do you want to do that one?
I absolutely do.
That I get a yes on. What are the things that you don't want? There's family responsibilities that you don't want to take on.
Well, the big one is the family responsibility. I mean, I've talked to you about this before. My daughter had emergency colon surgery last summer and has been on chemo and is going to have reconnective surgery tomorrow, actually, you know, to put everything back together again.
Okay,
and,
but Catherine, you are there to hold the positive outcome and the love and the support.
Right.
That's all your job is.
Right.
Okay, well, if you allow yourself to become overwhelmed with, I've got to save her, not your job. And,
you know,
and it's not going to enhance you if you go into that.
I intellectually I know that, and I talk to myself when I get, kind of strung out about it. But I think it's having it be in my heart as well is the harder thing, and separating from the old habits. And I'm better than I was, but not as good as I would like to be. So that's the direction I need to
move
into.
Well, then what you tell me what you want. Tell me ultimately, at the end of the day tomorrow, what do you want?
I want to feel peaceful in supporting my
daughter. You can feel peaceful right now.
Yes.
You can feel supportive of your daughter right now. What you want is for everything to turn out fine so that she's in health and everybody's happy. That's what you want, isn't it?
That's what I want, yes.
And that will create your peace. That's what you're saying to me.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm asking you to be peaceful to help create that. Because remember, the channel says the worst sin we commit against our children is to worry about them and ourselves. Worry puts attention onto what you don't want. So you find your love place. You find your peace place. You call in your knowing. That I am sitting here in peace, knowing that all energy is coming forward to create this peaceful, loving, healthy outcome for this situation.
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
I do.
Okay, thank you. That was great for everybody to hear. Thank you, darling. We're going to Jennifer in Indianapolis. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, so, baby cakes.
Thank you. The beginning of the show really is exactly what I'm thinking about. How I create really what I want and don't have that. I don't know if it's fear of really stepping into the unknown. Like something like traveling, like you were saying, like traveling to Europe for 4 months and not being close to home and in the comfort zone. I think the comfort zone is where I'm talking about, stepping out of the comfort zone.
Okay.
And I keep going backwards, it seems. I keep going back to the past and almost running over 1,000 times things that I didn't do well and thinking that it's going to happen again.
Yeah, how's that working for you?
Not well.
Come on, Jennifer, you know better than that. You can't create anything new, guys, if you keep looking at the past. You're just going to keep recreating it. And you're going to keep waiting for that shoe to drop again. And all of that hinders your creation in the present moment. So, you know, I mean, I wrote an e-blast about this 2 or 3 weeks ago. I continually, as much as I love home, keep pushing myself out of my comfort zone so that I can expand. I can't tell you what a challenge my TED Talks was, which thank you all for going in and listening to it and writing a comment and liking it. We've gotten over 2,000 listens up until now. But let me tell you, that was out of my comfort zone.
Sure.
And why it was out of my comfort zone, Jennifer, is mentally I had made a much bigger deal about it than it is. Because
that's it. That's
well,
it.
So let's just all come together and look at ourselves in the mirror and go, stop it. Just stop it. Because bottom line, where is it that you want to go, Jennifer?
Well, that's the thing. I had such different dreams when I was younger. And now I'm finding that I just want something very different. And so I guess, like you said at the beginning of the show, we got to sit down and figure out what you really
want.
Oh,
yeah, you got to be clear. Right now, you're just saying I'm kind of sort of afraid to go away from home.
Right.
So your brain computer can't give you any fabulous divine ideas about where to go because you haven't asked. You've said, I don't want to. So that's all the information your brain's going to open up for you. Do you understand?
Right. I do understand.
So say exactly what you want. You want to travel. You want to be healthy when you travel. You want to travel in a safe and protected way always. You want to attract people wherever you are that rush forward to take care of you and honor you and support you, keep you safe, because it's the safety thing that's coming up for you a lot.
It is.
And you didn't have that when you were younger. So do you
I
know
didn't.
Why you have that now?
Because I was ill for a long time. And I think
okay.
that put me in that mindset. I would just love, because now I feel better than I did when I was 30. I'm 55. I feel better than I did when I was 30. And so now it's
and
like,
yet,
I want to get out there.
And yet you're still using that little part of your life to keep you from living.
Yes.
Come on.
It's so frustrating. I don't know why,
well,
because I...
Why
know,
don't you start with little steps? Where's
okay.
the closest, safest, most joyful place you could pick to start this great new adventure of your life?
Well, and traveling nationally is not a problem. And I traveled internationally recently or a couple of years ago. It's not that. I think it's putting myself out there for who I really am, maybe, is what. I don't know. It's really an odd feeling. I feel like I'm just beating myself up over this. And it's silly because it doesn't make any sense to beat myself up.
Well,
I just
then
want to
I would.
Expand again. Right.
You see, you're telling me all the stuff you should do, and then you're saying, I'm not doing it.
Right.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Nobody can do it for you. You know what to do. Give me a movie.
Oh, wow. My mind just went blank. Course Line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, look at what the movie Chorus Line is all about. It's about people being afraid to be who they really are.
Right.
And showing who they really are and living their dream. But they have to show who they really are. The director is making them show who they really are in order to get the part so that they can live their dream.
Got it.
So the channel is saying, Jennifer, if not now, when? And if not you, who? You,
right.
You're the only one that can be you, baby. Start being you and putting it out there so you can go dance through life, will you? Thank you.
Thank you.
Love
you.
Thank you. You bet.
Love
you. Oh, my goodness, you guys. Don't be sitting here telling me exactly what you need to do and then say you can't do it. I don't buy it anymore. I love you, Jennifer. All right, Daniel. Whoops. You're on, babe. What's up?
Hey, fabulous.
Hi, love.
The question I have, Friday, I was completely in, the IM. Everything was fabulous. Everything made sense. My heart was so open and filled with love. It was indescribable. And then Saturday, yesterday, it felt very different and disconnected. And I was working on some costumes and just felt like I was moving through mud all day. I want to know what fell out of alignment.
You did.
To pull me out of it.
All right. First of all, I want to be clear with everybody. You are always in your I Am presence. You always are your I Am presence. What you decide to direct your I Am presence to do will create your heaven or your hell. Because you remember God, the I Am, the creative force, does not judge. It just delivers. So, Daniel, what I'm hearing is that you allowed yourself to go into the toilet, and then you kept saying, why am I in the toilet, instead of saying, all right, Daniel, climb out before we flush you down. Climb out, get your balance back, choose to be happy, love what you're doing. Come on, you know how to do this. You didn't do that.
I felt like I was making the effort, and that's what it is. It was an effort I felt like I was making.
Yeah.
I wasn't just making it easy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like all of a sudden there's something that's not in your control, and that's just not true. And, you know, when that happens to me, I literally, again, talk out loud. I went, all right, Deanna, you want to stay here and feel shitty? Go ahead. It's your choice. What do you want to do? By that time, I'm kind of laughing at myself. And, you know, I've taught you, you want to get out of stuff like this, start laughing, become objective again, look how silly you're being. Love yourself anyway and make another choice. Make another choice. And I'm not getting anything else, Daniel. But we can't, again, we can't keep saying, why did this happen? Why am I in the toilet? Why am I not happy? You're not ever going to find the positive shift that you want by asking those questions. So, you know, back to Jennifer, how can I go? How can I feel fabulous about leaving and traveling and being who I am in front of the world again? How can I do that? Because I'm committing to do that. That's what I want. That's all it is, Daniel. Yeah, it's just that little reminder of, hello, Daniel, you know it. Now you've got to live it. It's a bitch, ain't it? All right, baby, I love you.
Hey, B.
What?
Speaking of the little reminder, in the claim you made for us, for yourself at the top of the show, I didn't feel like you were smiling into the possibility of that being such an incredibly wonderful, luscious thing to be living.
The thing that I said that I was, oh, I think yes. You're wrong. Well, okay, now this is going to be an interesting conversation. And I invite anybody that tests, make sure you're balanced and you want the highest answer. I get that I absolutely was in the experience of that, but you weren't. What do you get, Daniel? Because I know you test.
Yeah, I had to just pull out the pencil and I just got to the office.
You might be
okay.
Switched, too, so let's all make sure we're unswitched before we go into testing all this stuff.
What I'm getting is I was not hearing it from you.
Daniel?
And it, yes?
You were not allowing yourself to experience it with me, which has a lot to do with where you were at yesterday. Allow yourself to feel the joy all the time.
It's feel the joy of all creation, yours, mine, ours, personal
yeah.
Street.
Now
that is all joy.
That's the true celebration of the I Am Presence. Not I'm just going to appreciate you when you work for me, because the I Am Presence always works for you. Whether you're positive or negative, guys, whether you're positive or negative, it will follow your direction. Okay, so we're claiming I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around all of this. Everything balanced. Thank you. Wow, that was awesome. Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome. Love everyone.
Love you too, dude. Yippee! We're expanding. We're finding little secrets of stuff that we can give up and reprogram and woo-hoo! All right, we're going to Ann in North Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on. Whoops, you're not on. There, now you're on.
Hi,
Anna.
Jenny.
Hi, baby.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, almost everything everyone has said has applied.
Look at the surprise on my face.
Yeah. I am specifically... I've been, in the last 2 weeks, more focused on and trying to stay in that love place and in that vibration. And specifically when it comes to loving me, there is still deep down a resistance that I cannot, and I know you've said you don't need to know the why. So what can the channel tell me? Because I feel
it's
like...
It's your mother.
Holy
it's your
shit.
Mother. She taught you that it was not okay to love yourself. How did she do that?
I'm at a loss.
Okay. Well, first of all, as long because you started to say, and I just can't, right? You can't do that, guys. You've got to say, I do love myself. I know how to love myself. I give myself permission to love myself.
Permission. Yep. Every time I go there to that place, exactly what you just said, I feel it. And I feel like it's holding me back from manifesting something because
okay,
I don't
there's
deserve
your belief. There's your belief. And as you believe, it's delivered to you. So you put those two things together. The more I love myself, the more I hold me back. And that's, hold on, the more I love myself, the more the world holds me back. That's the highest belief. So you put that together someplace where you were a little girl, either by watching your mother or that's what your mother taught you. The more I love me, the more I love myself, the more the world holds me back. In other words, most of us were taught people aren't going to like you if you're too full of yourself. So stay humble and kind of, you know, belittle yourself and give yourself up to keep other people happy. And that's pretty much what everybody was taught in our era.
You think it could have been more by example more than...
Well, sure. I said by whatever she did or what she taught you. But, guys... We learn three ways: what we're told, what we witness, and what we erroneously put together that's really not based on anything. So that's your belief, and you have to know. So when I love myself more, I'm telling you, brain, when I love myself more, the whole world responds positively to me and helps me create what I want.
Okay.
Okay? That's what you want to retrain the groove in your brain. You don't want to play that old record anymore. Okay?
No, I don't.
The more I love me, the more the world loves me. And I guarantee you that's true. All right, baby?
All right.
All right. I know. I hear the skepticism in your voice.
It's frustration. Frustration.
Well, but you're only frustrated if you're fighting it. Just take a chance and follow what the channel tells you to do while you're feeling love and see your life change. Be open to your life changing. Because right now your brain's going, oh, well, I'd be in doubt about that because it's too scary to really think that and get everything I want. So just try it, baby. Just try it.
Okay.
You got nothing to lose.
No, I'm at the bottom already.
Well, I doubt that. I doubt that there's a lot of people that are probably feeling a lot further down than you are. And in this particular situation in your life, this is where the challenge is for you to truly see what a great creator of you are. Okay? Thank you, baby. All right, we're going to Emily in California. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
Ah, so amazing show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am claiming joyful, successful completion of bringing in this love relationship. And I would love to hear from the channel if there's any parts that I haven't included.
Yeah, there's two things they want to give you. Sheets, book, give me a song, please, any song that pops in.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so don't look at the past, Emily. Don't look at all the other failed relationships or the jerks that you've attracted before. You're not going to create the relationship you want by saying, I don't want that anymore. That's number one. Number two, sheets, book. Give me a movie, please.
This is the movie that always pops in is Rain Man.
Rain Man. Okay. Rain Man is about all possibilities. And you just don't think everything you want is possible in this relationship. Now, what happens when we are saying everything we want and we have a belief system in place that we can't get everything we want? What happens is we won't create it at all because we don't want to bring in what we don't really want, and yet we don't think it's possible to create what we want. So we just don't bring it in at all. Are you with me?
Yep.
Okay, that's what you're doing. So be open
okay.
to all the possibilities that exactly what you want in this relationship, it may not look at all like you think it's going to look. They're giving
mm-hmm.
you that right up front.
Okay.
And it will be everything you ask for. So
okay.
be open. Be open
yeah.
to the possibility of the magic of the universe. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
You bet. Boy, I think I should take that advice myself. Iris, what's up?
Hey, Dee, how you doing?
I'm fab.
Good. Well, I feel like I'm stepping into a little bit more of like the ease of
yep.
things, which feels nice. I'm kind of like, oh, what is this? Just
yeah.
freak out. So that's good. I'm going to lean into that even more. I wanted to unpack a little bit from our private session when the timely order, orderly time stuff came up. And then I was
yes.
remembering that before something that came up for me was I never have time for myself. So I leave that. That was what was going on in November when I had all the, like the apartment and the health stuff at once. And
okay, so Iris, who's in charge of you creating time the way you want it to be?
Me.
Okay, have you done that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of, kind of.
No,
just
yeah,
sort of,
yeah.
kind of. They're saying you kind of know what you
me.
Want, but you haven't literally directed it. And I get my big
yeah.
yes on that. Well,
right.
guys, oh, my God. What do I have to do? You know the formula. But what do I have to do to get you to just sit down and do it?
Well,
because that's what's running through the whole show, almost every
mm-hmm.
show. Yeah, I know, but no, I'm not. Yeah, I know, but no, I haven't. So
mm-hmm.
let's go over it one more time. Everybody, when you get off, whatever you're dealing with, you sit down and you go, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. Make sure you put in harmonious relationships and beautiful health and wellness in anything you write down. I would include a lot of money in that too, because I know you all want that.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else that you want. And then you go over to another column and you say, I have. And you rewrite every single thing you've written down. I have this. I have this. I have this. And then you go to another column and you go, I am this. I am this. Preferably while you're in your love place. And that's where you live. Feeling love around that, reading that off, focusing on it, holding the focus on it until it starts manifesting, and then you keep doing it. Don't stop creating when you see it starting to manifest. Oi, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what else, Iris?
No, that was a big thing. Just trying to I guess for me, that sort of like plugs into the whole like feeling scattered and feeling like the mental mind stuff, where that's been kind of a big scary place.
But that's
for
just
me.
Another way of you getting in the way of creating what you want. That's
mm-hmm.
just another way to deflect your power. Oh,
yeah.
I'm so scattered. I can't focus
mm-hmm.
on anything. That's not true, and the more you say it, the more true it's going to be.
Right.
You're taking your I am presence then, and you're saying, don't be able to focus, be scattered. And your I am presence goes, okay, I will do whatever you direct me to do. Do you understand that that's what you're doing?
I've been like in the tangible, like physical real world, I've been taking steps to be more organized and
okay, I'm telling you what the words that I just heard were, I'm scattered.
Mhm.
Okay. And I'm saying to you in the computer of your brain, if you keep saying those words, all your brain can give you back is being scattered.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I think it's something that's like behind the, it's a belief I have that's still running in the background. So this is helpful just to put it out in the open and say that I can redirect that.
Okay,
whatever
the hell the belief is that's keeping me scattered, I'm telling you, we're redirecting ourselves into clarity and knowing and focus. I'm clear, I'm focused, and I know, and I take steps around all of that, and that's who I am.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. All right. You know how to do this now. Come on.
Yeah.
Get on it, you.
Thanks, Dee. Love you.
I love you, too. Tough love here. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad to hear the good news that you have to share. It makes me feel better that someone's accomplishing things. I'm trying to deal with a few major things right now that are overlapping, and I need some clarity on why I'm feeling or why things happened. I have a social security letter that I wrote that's like 10 pages long. I'm not submitted because I feel like there's something that needs to be changed or corrected. it's been since November that I need to turn it in. And I lost my driver's license. I'm trying to figure out what happened to that.
Okay, so you're throwing a lot of stuff at me. Give me the one question you want to know about, Maria.
Probably be Social Security, although I am trying to find what happened to my driver's license.
Okay, so what's going on with Social Security?
They're not properly managing my case and responding, and so I've not gotten the proper amount I was supposed to get.
Okay.
It's been over a year and a half.
Okay. So let's see if we can find a through line here. So you lost your driver's license, so you can't really get where you want to go. And they're stalling you about Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the same thing. And then what's the third thing that you threw at me? The third thing you wanted?
That one is trying to deal with family and choosing a photo that we need to for the cemetery since my mom passed.
Okay. So it's all about moving forward. And now
mm-hmm.
we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8. No matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. And that's kind of what's running the show right now. Is your belief in your I am presence. So when we have a belief like no matter what I do, it's not going to work, we literally don't come to the forefront to strongly state what we want and direct our energy to create it because we believe that no matter what we do, it's not going to work anyway. So I'm not going to take a chance on doing this work and seeing that it doesn't work. So, bottom line, you have to take a really strong stance for yourself here, Maria, and say, no matter what I do, everything works. And so I continue to complete everything successfully. no matter what I do, everybody, no matter what I do, everything works, and I continue to complete everything successfully. Claiming that I am the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, and I am divine love. So it is. Okay, that's what they want you to focus on for the next week. Go to your love place and focus on. Did you write the positive statement down that I gave you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Just hold your focus on that and work with your little girl in your brain to turn that belief into that positive. Okay?
Okay. Am I going to find my license or do I need to go buy a new one?
Well, that depends on how much you get yourself into alignment with knowing that you can create that, Maria. I get it's very close to you.
Oh, okay, so it's not like lost at the conference that I went to. Okay.
Well, I get that that's a true statement. Yes.
Yes, it was lost at the conference?
No. That
oh,
it's very
no.
close to you.
Oh.
Did you change purses at any time?
I evaluated that, and no, I didn't think I did.
Well, you might check that out. Or, you know, a lot of times we don't want to take our big purse, so we change purses, or we put our stuff into a pocket to carry it, or...
Yeah.
Okay, that's where they're directing me to direct you. Okay?
Okay, I'll look again.
And,
thank you so much.
And know that no matter what you do, you're going to find it. Because no matter what you do, everything works. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too. Sorry to cut you off there. All right, I got to scroll down here. We're going to Ann in California. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi. I would like to know about my lower back and my stomach issues, if they're what emotions. Last week we were talking about lower back pain, and I'm in on it. I mean, I have been saying release emotions, and any specifics that come up about that?
Well, the first one they're giving me is anger, and it's really, really old anger, and it's really, really old anger towards your mom.
Ooh.
Well,
yeah,
your mom first.
When you said anger, mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your mom first, and then your dad, because your dad didn't, he didn't step forward to help in whatever it was.
Mm.
And so you didn't feel supported.
Yeah, child raising. He didn't do any of our child raising.
Yeah.
For sure.
And you didn't feel supported,
no.
Ergo your lower back, which is all about support.
Yeah.
So does that resonate with you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then what are you anxious about? Because remember, in healing your back or healing the back, he talks about anger and anxiety being the primary emotions. And anger is a secondary emotion. We know underneath it is either fear or
depression.
Grief. And well, grief. And a lot of us are in grief about our childhoods, guys. You know? And we have to know that we chose those childhoods to learn what we want to learn so we can be powerful now. But we can't be powerful now if we keep using our childhood as a reason not to be powerful. Right? So you got to let that go.
Yes, absolutely.
What are you anxious about right now?
Changing jobs, changing careers.
Okay. What is over that, though, they're saying, and that really the root of the anxiety is your fear of self-creation. So,
which goes back to the mom, which goes back to my mom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And if you truly knew that you created your life, you would be busy feeling love and creating and focusing exactly what you want around this job instead of being anxious about it, because that's just going to push it away. Again, you guys know this, and you allow yourself to fall into these old patterns without being conscious that you're back there. And that's the challenge for all of us, right? It's like, oh my God, I didn't have that part in my claim because I didn't realize how being home and close to home, I didn't realize how important that was to me. But now I do, so now I'm going to put it in. And you know what? I'm open to a fabulous new job coming in today. I'm open to that.
Right.
Because yeah. I've already gotten clarity around what I need to create it. So now I'm just going to joyfully focus on that.
Joyfully focus. That's,
yes.
That's, I painfully focus on things.
But you know that creates what you don't want.
Yeah.
So why do you keep doing it if you know that, baby?
Well, I'm catching myself. It's getting shorter and shorter. It's getting shorter and shorter and quicker to flip it around.
Good. So let's just say you got it, and there's no lag time now. It's just instantaneous.
I like that. Right.
Right?
Right.
That you go right to the joy and the love of having everything you want. God, let's all...
Yeah.
Come together and claim that. Yeah. Invoking
the
symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love around all of that. Yes. Woohoo. It can happen right now. I expect it to happen right now. I deserve it to happen right now. I'm clear about what it is. Right? And I feel all the love and the joy around experiencing it right now. So it is. Thank you, baby.
Thank you. And
you bet.
I did create an amazing trip. I came back from a life-changing trip for 2 weeks. So I'd say to the first caller, definitely to go for it, because traveling is amazing. And I recommend New Zealand. If she's worried about feeling safe, New Zealand is a great place.
New Zealand, I'm telling you, one of the most beautiful places. The people are wonderful and beautiful.
Yeah.
But, you know, I find that the people are wonderful and beautiful everywhere I go.
Oh,
it's just the damn governments get in the way. So, you know, people really, in their heart, we're all the same. We want love.
Yeah.
We want to be loved. We want to experience love. We want to know we're safe. We want to know we're respected and honored. Every person in this world wants to be healthy and have enough. We know. And we know for each other. So know that you're going to attract those people of like minds to share that with you. Thank you, Anne.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And
we're going quickly. Kathy in Kentucky, I don't have very many minutes, but I wanted to get to you. What can I answer for you?
I am new to your community, so I was wondering if there was any initial guidance that I could receive from the channel.
Absolutely. All of our work, Miss Kathy, and first of all, welcome. So happy to have you, is based on loving yourself and reprogramming all of the limiting beliefs that you received as a child, sometimes as a teenager, but usually as a child from 7 back through conception. Pretty much every wall we hit, because our brains are finalized with how we see our worth in the world by 7 years old, that's a scientific fact. Most of the walls that we hit can be traced back to what was either told to us verbally, what was modeled to us by the people who are taking care of us. Usually that's mom and dad. Sometimes it's grandparents. A lot of times it's stuff from school and church that limited us and put us into fear. So that we start to become really, really, really conscious of what is running us, knowing that we are the only ones that can change that now. So that leads us into a connection of spirituality and brain science. Because your I Am presence is your creative force that creates everything for you. And in physical embodiment, it has to work in conjunction with your brain and the refocusing of your belief systems. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. So this is your biggest belief right now. This page, hold on. This page here. I'll never be good enough. They want me to just leave it there. I'll never be good enough. So who gave you that message?
My mother.
You bet. And you picked your mom so that you could learn this time around that that's not what you want, is to feel not good enough. What you came in to know is that you are good enough just because you chose to come in, just because you exist here. That's what you want to know, and that's what you're going to give yourself now, the knowing, by holding the focus on that and feeling love and joy around knowing that you're good enough. How does that feel?
Promising.
Good. That's good. Just be open to it. That's a great start. All right, my love. Thank you. I hope you'll join us again.
Definitely. Thank you.
You bet. You bet, sweetheart. All right, we're out of time. We're beyond out of time. So let's come together and say it. With zest and meaning and love, I love me. I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what
Thanks
it's
all
about.
Thanks for joining me on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.